All right, when we do Thunderstruck, it has this riff. We're not going to do the riff today because you can easily, I mean, I printed it out for you to look at, but it could take easily the whole lesson just to do that. One hand tap, all I'll say about that is like, it's like, now I haven't tried to play this riff on. With enough distortion, it gives this, you know, it gives the string a life of its own where you don't have to pick the string. You're not, right? I didn't. I didn't practice that. I've never played that in my life, so. But you could easily get this. I read somewhere once that this was the most, at one time, this was the most requested, you know, tablature on the internet. Yeah, you know. Who knows if that's still the case, but it can't, you know, it's pretty popular. When I went to Spotify to see what the number one AC/DC song was, it was Thunderstruck.
I used to have the CD. You probably still do somewhere.
I have the song here. I'm going to walk you through what this rhythm part is, which is the next page. Right?
Yep.
So assuming we're not going to slave over the riff, you can if you want to at home, not on my time, haha. So, once all this nonsense is done, when the band starts coming in, it just says B5, which is of course X24XXX. Just strum a B5. Oh, there's something interesting about this. I hear an extra string, like, you know that power chords could be only two strings, which is fine, but... But, well, it depends on the type of music. I was raised on three, but then in the 90s it became two. But this, I hear the guy, not Angus, but his brother, hitting the other string. I hear that top string. So I hear like... You know, so make sure you have that. And then, you know, a lot of times I'll do it with 1, 3, and 4. You don't have to, but... If you do it with just 1 and 3, it's hard not to hit sometimes the second string, which you don't want.
Yeah, I think I've done it so long like that.
Okay, that's fine.
Just
doing
it with that.
Okay, as long as you have a system. But I use 1, 3, and 4. So let's just play from there. Interlude 1's coming up. So the other guitar, while one of them's doing the B5, is doing interlude 1. It's like... Just move it from like X02XXX to 02XXXX. Like you got A5 off the fifth string, and then but that's a pretty fast change too, like. So you wonder if those are really power chords or if he's just playing single notes. Yeah, it's just single notes. So I wrote too much information. I wrote 5, but it's like. In fact, in order to go fast, faster than open. I would go A on the 5th fret to open E. Right. So I'm still in interlude one, right? You have B5, and then just 6th string 5th fret to 6th string open. And then.
Got it.
So 2, 3, 1. I'm just, the second half is A, E. Yeah. You can either do it with power chords or just single notes, you know. Like, yeah, let's do it together. 2, 3, 4. Good, you do that and I'll do. Good. And then we're back to the verse. That's cool. Let's play along with that from that point. And then we're back to the verse, which is just B again. I think it's coming. Hear it right here. And then just B5 until interlude 2. Can we skip ahead? I'm gonna skip ahead to interlude 2 because they're just sitting on one chord. Yeah, that. Let's go over that. There's these funny looking symbols. Those just mean rests. So it's like B, A, E, rest, 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 rest. A, B, A, E, rest, 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 rest. We're in interlude 2. Okay. And you could do that, if you want, you could do that all in the, you could do that all in the 6th string if you wanted to, but you can mix it up if you wish. I find that a little more difficult switching strings. So try it all on the 6th string, like 7, 5, open. Yeah. And then for the open, you have a choice. Just play one note or bring your whole hand down and play 0, 2. Yeah. Like, let's try that together. 2, 3, 4. And then on the 4th time, there's no final A. It would just go, and 2, 1, 2, 3, and then you'd be at the chorus. All right, so let's talk about the chorus here. So then the chorus is, the only problem is, it says D5 to E5 in towards the end of the first bar of the chorus. I don't know if that's really accurate. It's probably just one note of D hammering onto E. Like, well, that's a G. So D5 would be like X5 7 XXX, but that doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound
maybe
like
it was supposed to be a G.
No, there's no G in it. So how I would do that is just do B. Yeah, and then one note, or two notes, I should say, D and E. So you have B5 and A5. And then you have two notes, D and E, on string 5, frets 5 and 7. and then an E and A power chord, or A and E power chord. So put that whole thing together and you got 2, 3, 4. Pretty cool. Let's try it up to speed a little bit. There's yet another
song to play along with.
There's a lot of sections here, yeah.
I think I found a new song for my playlist.
There you go. I guess this is why it's number one on Spotify. Now we're at the kind of like the third line of the chorus, and there's a lot going on there. It says, I think let's have a look at this. It's maybe. Because it's just too fast to do it, and that doesn't sound right anyway. So in the middle section, after the B5, then E, F sharp, and A are just all single notes. There you go. And so the only power chords I do it on would be on the E and the B. So E. Yeah, cool. Let's play that a little slower. 2, 3, 4. Nice job. Let's see if we can get it up to speed. This is great. You're doing great. Next line. This is great. And it seems like right after, so you played all that great. And right after that it says DSL coda. The DS is actually at the chorus. Like, sorry. Back at where it says chorus. So we're going back there in a second. So let's just back it up a little. I'm gonna play just the B5 and A5. Here it comes. And then we hold the B for a second. And then it says two coda, but there's another riff. So let's go over that. There's a lot of little riffs in here. Go over that. This last little bit, the B, F sharp, G sharp, E. Again, the F sharp and G sharp are too fast, so even though I wrote 5, I wouldn't do that. I would just do single notes. So B, and then it's on, like, on the 6th string, like 2, 4, and 0. So the B is on the 5th string, 2nd fret, but then the others are on the 6th string, 2, 4, and 0. The only power chords I'm hitting are on the E and the B. There's a lot of little sections. It's great for your power chords. Play along with that bit. This is good. You're keeping up good. Let me back up a little. This is the main chorus. And now the coda. And then it says DS again. You DS again. You might go back to the chorus, and it says vamp and fade. You just keep playing that chorus bit. On the chorus bit, right after that D to E, keep your third finger there and reach for the A note, because that's your A power chord. Yeah, nice. Let's play that together. Like 2, 3, go. Good. We should play the whole thing, for better or for worse.
Down, that was the chorus part. Right?
Sure. Yeah. Let's go over we'll go over the whole thing verbally. You can ask me whatever you want to write down, and then we'll try and play the whole thing. So where we change to single notes would be wherever it's a fast, which is the eighth notes. Eighth notes are like two bracketed notes together, like in interlude one, underneath the A5 and the E5. You see that? They're bracketed together. So I would just play single notes there because it means it's fast. So the second time around, that A and E have more space, so I can do power chords. But the first time around, they're quick on interlude one. So I would do a B5 power chord and then six string fret 5 and 0. Then same strings 5 and 0, but now with power chords, and it comes again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where you play the B is up to you. You could play that second fret of the fifth string, or seventh fret of the sixth string. Too many numbers. Let's go over that again. Like 2, 3, roll. Cool. Let's do it. Sorry. Yeah. Actually, I'm not reading that right rhythmically. Yeah. Good. And then the interlude number 2 was easy because it's all power chords. That would be like. And then in the chorus, the D to E is single notes because they're it's fast, but everything else is a power chord. Like, you got that right. And now let's skip down to where it says, the third line after the chorus of the chorus. That is, the E, the F sharp, and the A are all fast, so I would do those in single notes. Like, So I did an E power chord and then a B power chord, and then E, F, and E, F sharp, and A are all on the six string frets 0, 2, and 5, and then 0 again. Although when I get back to the E, the final E, I can do a power chord because there's more time. So try that a little bit with me slower, like 2, 3, 4. Good. Let's try it up to speed a little bit. 2, 3, 4. And then the next bit is easy. It's just our 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you just hold the B, and then the final bit is the a B power chord, but the F sharp and G sharp and E are all fast, so you would just do single notes on string 6, frets 2, 4, and 0, like, or for worse, we're going to play the whole thing through. All right, here we go. All right, we're going to play this. We're going to skip this beginning bit. There's our B5. Interlude number one's gonna come up in a second. Or maybe not. Here's interlude one, I think. To the verse. Probably interlude 2 right here, right? Oh, I guess not. Coming up though. And now the chorus. That B, and now we're at the third line below the chorus. Well, it's coming. And this is. That's B and A. And then just hold that B5. Going back to the chorus. South Dakota. And now back to the chorus. Playing the chorus. Wow, cool.